And then the other thing that I heard was John 1:50-ish. And I hadn't planned this, but it was when Pamela was conveying what she saw. Where is Pamela? Yeah, when the angels and the scrolls. And I thought of Isaiah. Was Isaiah, eat the scroll. And I thought of Jesus in John 1, where Nathanael is brought to him. And Jesus has a prophetic knowledge and says, oh, Nathanael, a man without guile, you know, in whom there's no deceit, whatever the translation is. And Nathanael says, how do you know me, Jesus? And Jesus said to him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. And it blows him away. I mean, spiritually, he hits the ground because he can't understand how somebody could know that he was just under a fig tree. Like, how can you see across space and in this period of time? And he says, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. And in my mind's eye, I see Jesus going, huh, well, that's cool. I'm glad you believe. But if you think that's something, in verse 50, Jesus answered and said to him, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe? You will see greater things than these. He said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. You see, and as Pamela was testifying about this encounter, this vision that she had this week, I even felt in my own being, my own natural being, like this temptation of skepticism or unbelief. And I'm just being honest so that I can repent. Is that all right?
Amen.
I just feel like we're so ingrained in our natural mindsets. It's like, oh, okay, well, maybe. No. Jesus is trying to say, and then I'm just hitting for the sake of time. If you fast forward two chapters over to John 3, how many remember the story of Jesus and Nicodemus? Or you've at least seen it in The Chosen, right? Okay. You remember that so well, and it's about being born again, and he's trying to figure it out as an old man, but he's one of the religious leaders. I mean, he's a very devout man, right? And God supernaturally gives him the gift to believe in Jesus the Messiah when everyone else doesn't in his sphere of the Jewish leaders. And then the famous John 3:16, how many people know that one, is in there. I'm just painting a picture of the context. Well, in the middle of that, Jesus says, okay, so when he asked, how can a man enter his mother's womb a second time, even after he's old, in John 3:5, Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from. And on down in verse 10, Jesus said, okay, Nico, so you're the teacher of Israel and you don't know these things? It's sort of a rhetorical question. Like, there's sort of a problem here. And he goes on, he says, I say to you, what we or I speak, what we know and testify, what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe. Now, no, what's he talking about? He's saying this thing about being born again, that's an earthly thing. If I tell you earthly things and you don't believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And I just see Jesus saying to all of us, River Life, church, my church, will you step outside of your natural mindsets? Will you lay down your false natural yokes of man, religion, whatever it is God showed you? And will you follow me and listen to my voice and follow my leadings as I show you spiritual truths and realities? I feel like it's important in this season that we answer that question with him. It's not like he's not going to love us if we don't, but he has so many places for us to go with him. in the spirit, that there's a lot at stake. And finally, I just want to conclude with this this word on. Next week I'll go into John 9, but the Lord hasn't let me get out of John 9. And it's about, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. It's a man that was born blind. And so I've been in that, and then I wasn't really thinking about it or didn't have a dream about it on Friday night. But on Saturday morning, I woke up, and you know that kind of in-between state of grogginess between being awake and asleep. I heard one word, and I knew it was the Lord, and he said, unconventional. Unconventional? What does that mean, Lord? Unconventional? You're talking about rhymes and words. What does unconventional mean, God? He said, remember John 9? What I'm going to do in this season is going to be unconventional. So I looked up the definition on Google, and it means not based on conforming to what is generally done or believed. Are y'all hearing that by the Spirit? Not based or conforming to what is generally done or believed. When I say the word conforming, what scripture do you think of? Romans 12:1. Do not be what?
Conformed.
Do not be conformed to the pattern. Are you hearing behind the words? To the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, this is what Jesus is trying to say to Nathanael, to Nicodemus, to everyone he's encountering is there's a thought pattern. There's a thought pattern. There's a pattern grid behind this world's systems and the way that they think and what's being taught and everything. What's important to our natural senses, that's a pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test. Hello? This goes to Jamar's word. I'm trying to bring context because we want to follow the flow of everything that's happened here this morning so that you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We need to be able to test the Spirit. The spirits. We need to be discerning. We need to understand when things are happening around us. What is God doing? What is he saying here? How do we respond? How do we view one another? All these things. There's a broad context for this. In the Passion Translation, it translates that same verse of Romans 12:2, this way. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. Stop imitating the ideals and the opinions of the culture around you. Or Brian Simmons says, don't be squeezed into the mold of this present age. Isn't that good? Don't be squeezed into the mold of this present age. Paul uses the Greek word ion, which means spaces of time or present time. The Aramaic word carries the same idea, but it's much deeper in meaning. The Aramaic word is alma, which means to surround, like being surrounded in time. Paul is warning, he writes, us not to be conformed to this world surrounded by time, this temporal world coming to an end. We are not to be squeezed into the mold of this world system that is falling apart. But what's the alternative? Inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit. Inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. We need a reformation. Like Kirk Franklin, can I have a revolution? Can I have a revolution? I love it. You guys are awesome, man. This. Sarah did a hip hop dance team thing to that song one time. Who'd like to hear it? See a redo of that? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm putting it on her. That was, man, that brings back some memories. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in his eyes. See, Jesus is unconventional. And when you look at John 9, he spits in mud, you know. It's just unconventional. It's out of the box. And I was like, man, Lord, I feel like my whole Christian life has been unconventional. And that's not bragging. That's going, just trying to stay afloat. Like, oh, this is different. I don't even know what this is. I was thinking about even the year that we got married in 1999. It was all unconventional. You ever heard the phrase, well, probably follow conventional wisdom. Or conventional wisdom says, what is that really saying? It's 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 2 or 3, where Paul talks about man's wisdom versus the wisdom that comes from above. All I want to encourage you, and I feel the Spirit of God saying to us this morning is, be careful. Watch the witness of your spirit and follow the wisdom from heaven. Now, especially for young people in age and in your Christian walk, that wisdom is always biblical. Okay, it always lines up with the biblical standards of what God has set in place. Don't go Lone Ranger on us and rogue and like, well, I just feel like God said da-da-da-da. And it's like, where? This doesn't even line up with biblical standards. You know, follow the standard given to us in the Holy Scripture and in the community of the saints. Amen. You have these people around you for a reason. Because they can confirm or help you with how to discern and understand properly what God is revealing to you. I needed to say that as a note of caution because I've seen people get weird with it. And I literally had a guy tell me one time that the Lord told him to leave his wife and children and go to Oregon and start a ministry. I was like, brother, that was not the Lord. And I think he did it. Like, he argued me down. What's his mistake? It's probably, he didn't have the word totally wrong, but obviously he had the interpretation, application of the word completely wacky. So I'm just saying that because this is important. I've seen this. In a season when God's moving, everybody's hearing a prophetic word. Everybody's giving one. Everybody's getting them for themselves. And that's awesome. We want that. But you need to have spiritual wisdom and a spiritual mindset. How to understand what the words are. How to interpret and apply them. And that's what the scripture and your family is for. Amen. Oh, there's so much here. But God, we just ask you, why don't you stand with me and we'll just continue. If you need to be dismissed as we pray, you can feel free, because how many know in the family there's no compulsion? There's freedom in the house. And I believe that God wants to continue to do things in our lives. But I feel like it's important that we continue to feel like where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so, Lord, so as we continue to just pray and just ask and just seek Him, I want you to feel free in that. Don't leave here this morning if God is still doing something in your heart and you just really need to receive this. But I also don't want you to feel stuck or like you can't go. Because it's just not that way at all. But Lord, we just lift our eyes to heaven. Like the psalmist said, from where our help comes from. Amen. Our help comes from the maker of heaven and earth. Right. And we lift our eyes up. And we thank you, Father, that you died and rose again. That the kingdom of heaven might be our reality and our inheritance. And so, Holy Spirit, I ask you to break off yokes right now. False yokes and burdens of unbelief, of despair, of depression. Lord, we break off anxiety and fear. We break off what others have said. We break off false expectations from parents. Lord, we break off the friends who've made the comments. Lord, we break off all the world's standards and opinions. We ask you, Lord, to free us, and we take up the mind of Christ, which is already in us. We just step into the mind of Christ. We step into heaven right now. You see, because Jesus is heaven, and Jesus came saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. Repent means change the way you think, because now heaven's here. It's a new thought pattern. So just step into that by faith right now. Don't try to think about it. Don't try to figure it out. Just step in by faith into the heavenly place. Ephesians says you're now seated with Christ in heavenly places. Let your mind, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Just say this, I receive the mind of Christ. Now we just let it be in us, God.